Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. May the 4th be with you, by the way, Billy. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that all day today? May the 4th be with you?
No, I was aware of it. I'm not. Yeah. I've not spoken to anyone.
I hear it all fucking day long. I'm from the great show called the Lingus Mafia Podcast. All my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia, and I'm joined by your number one source in all of your inside wrestling news. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Yo.
Do you have anything interesting that you could share with us? It just popped into my head that maybe you got inside news. You got anything good this week that you could pop on here for just, or a little teaser to make people go to your site?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. That's so good. I never look for news. I never hear news, nothing. The only time I ever hear it is when you like text me or something about it. Otherwise, I don't have a clue of what goes on and anything. I never look for.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff coming up. There's like a story about Orton at the moment. He's working. Orton's working now through what was supposed to be time off.
Oh,
because like Bray Wyatt's having like some kind of mental breakdown.
What is with him all the time with this mental shit?
Yeah, he has mental health issues, or like, you know, these are things that people just got on with and got like.
You'd think he's Lars Sullivan.
When you see that Randy Savage and documentary or the Piper documentary and stuff, I think these people just got on with things, and now like people like feel sad and they decide to just not go to work. So I mean, I'd be sad too if they did this to the character that I created. So I can see where he's come from.
But it's perfect like, that's his character, because it's like a crazy person and he's really actually crazy.
Yeah, I think like it started with the Luke Harper thing, and he's not right. So he came in and done the Mania thing because he had to be there. He agreed to that, and that was it. Like, everyone was like, oh, how can you lose? It's like, well, he's not going to be at work, so he might as well. But it was weird. That's why I don't think he needed to lose. But Orton's staying around and he's doing his time off, but he's getting to do what he wants to do, which was not work with Braun Strowman, which is why we get his triple threat, because Braun had just been Shane and he needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Orton didn't want to work with him. He said it was pointless because he was supposed to get Braun ready for Lashley one-on-one next. So kind of told you he would win this triple threat. What else? Charlotte asked for something that no one's ever asked for before, which was a little release from her contract, but like a contract freezing, which they automatically freeze contracts of performers anyway once they're injured.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked for a freezing of the contract so that she could go and work in other places for a year, but still actually be employed by WWE.
Really? Like work like as a wrestler or go fight?
Yeah, work as a wrestler in Mexico, Japan.
I mean, they must be offering a shit ton of money for that, because otherwise, why would you fucking bother?
No, because she just wants to break, and she just wanted to do that. She wanted to go and do shows with her boyfriend.
Jesus Christ. Who's her boyfriend?
Charlotte's boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you said Shayna. Okay.
No.
That's even weirder. What the fuck is Charlotte wanting to fucking leave the... Oh, my God. Yeah, and she's whooped then.
She wanted a contract frozen. She didn't want to leave, whereas contract. He wanted the rights to go and do shows, not like take an entire year off, but he wanted to be able to accept indie bookings and Japanese bookings whilst on the WWE contract, and they obviously said no. And they obviously said this no to Charlotte as well. What else do I have? Hold on.
That's fucking weird that Brian... I mean, there's not even really indie shows going on.
Well, there is Japanese shows, and I think he's thinking about the future of that and everything. What else is going on? Becky Lynch refuses to return to the Thunderdome because she had a segment cancelled at WrestleMania. She had a segment cancelled at WrestleMania, and they were like, oh, we'll save it. We'll try and get something off on TV for her. And she was like, cool, but I'm not coming back to the Thunderdome.
Yeah, fucking waste. Jesus.
And the TV ratings are going to matter even less now because WWE are continuing to sell these companies on the fact that, well, not the fact, that's the wrong thing to say, are continuing to convince these companies that their content is digested in multiple ways, using like YouTube numbers and Instagram and all kinds of like social media and obviously Hulu and all this other stuff that they're on. So what they're also saying that they also are making the pledge, and this might be true, that unlike all other TV shows where people just find a show and they like a show or whatever, they say that their audience, their core audience of 1.5 million people, will always move and buy everything that they do. Mm-hmm. So this is something that, whereas the rating is what it is, the WWE can convince these companies that if you do business with them, you'll immediately inherit like a million obsessives who will come along with them. So what this means is that the reason why the TV rating doesn't matter at all and TV rights deals do is because the reason they went to Peacock, which is the rival of Fox, which is NBC, and didn't even give Fox the opportunity to bid for Raw when the Raw contract comes up, is because they know that Fox are not going to renew them for that number. And they have already begun talks for a playoff between Amazon Prime and Apple TV, which is where they think that SmackDown will go, unless it goes to NBC, where there's going to be a full, where NBC will own everything. Then it'll be Peacock, NXT, Raw, SmackDown. And that would be the most likely place. But the fact is that they can start a bidding war between Apple and Amazon, which would mean that SmackDown would then start to have its lowest rate. I mean, it wouldn't even be measurable what it would be getting.
It wouldn't be unless, on TV, like real TV. It's Amazon or whatever only.
Yes, wow. You think of those things as what they are now, mm-hmm. but they are both interested in consuming, purchasing live sport. And Amazon has already started here in England by buying some Premier League games and things. So Apple and Amazon, when this contract comes back up, which is in 2023, they're going to be in the live sports business. Mm-hmm. Like, so the way you think of them now is going to be completely different. And WWE is going to be one of the big parts of that. And so they need a big established show, which is where WWE comes. Like, everything for them is falling into place right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this company are going to blow up their value to the most ridiculous number. Like, Vince is going to go to the grave with his company at like the most valuable it's ever been, with the least people watching it on regular TV.
The worst product and the most value.
Yeah, and then that's why like there's no real incentive. The thing is, right, I still don't understand this part of it. Okay, you can make loads of money. Well done, right? Mm-hmm. Why does the TV need to be so bad? Like, why do you not try? I mean, I guess one excuse could be like, oh, we just don't want to take any risks. Like, we don't want to do anything on there that might lose anything. Like, because at the moment, it's the case of don't rock the boat. Until someone turns around and says, oh, you know, like, actually, the TV number is everything that we're interested in. And it's like, okay, you've got billions and billions of followers, but did they actually read what most people say at the end of a Raw? Mm-hmm. But then again, at the same time, I'm not going to put too much weight into what people say about things because, you know, we had this whole Eva Marie situation come up this week, and the comments are just like, they basically outline every reason why I don't want to be associated with these people. Because if you're turning around and going, oh, how can you hire him? You fired Mickie James and the Iconics. It's like,
oh, is that what they're like, saying? Because, oh, like,
they go, yeah, it's like,
like they didn't have the money, so that's why they had to fire. But now, why are you hiring if you didn't?
It's like, you know, what kind of company loses like this talent to bring in her? It's like, are you fucking blind? Like, what is he doing? And there are like levels. So, okay, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed.
Yeah.
But the fact is that I've slept with women who are like on that level, or even I've slept with women that are better looking than fucking Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss and all these stretchers that we have to like go to and say, oh, they're amazing, and try and make ourselves think they're amazing. No, she is fucking amazing. Like, she's a fucking full-on 10 walking down the street, more superior to everybody else that they have.
Thank God for that nose job, too, because you see that nose before that nose job.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Oh, I got to send you the before.
but the fact is that, like, this is, other than like, Paige Van Zandt, who would be, like, a crossover, who would be, like, able to do both things, where I don't think that it would take her any time to pick up the wrestling at all. And the fact is that the measuring stick, if you take out Sasha and Charlotte and even Bayley, nobody else can work. Like, I watched this match between Dana and fucking Charlotte on Monday night, and then also these matches in SmackDown, all these tag matches that are involved with like Tamina and Natalya, and Natalya is supposed to be like the one who can go. It's like, no, they're all fucking shit. They're all shit. This is on TV for the sake of the fact that everybody needs to be on TV. These women would not have jobs at all unless we were in like a whole time frame of social justice and equality and all this bullshit. If it was a case of who is the most talented and what do you actually enjoy watching, these women would be out of a job completely. And then we would go back to utilizing people how they were. The thing is with Eva Marie, she needs to have she needs to be like a bitch, and she needs to get mic time, and she needs to have stories, and she needs to be like, you know, dick teasing and whatever. She needs to be utilized properly. Like, she needs to come in and basically be a fucking a heel diva, like the old diva, which will really like wind these like people up, because they're already complaining that she even got a fucking job.
Yeah.
So if they're stupid enough, like, they can't be that stupid where they ignore this like automatic heat that she's got.
Fucking heat, that's for sure.
But the part I don't understand is, what kind of guy is complaining about this? Like, what is wrong with these fucking virgin losers that watch this? It's like, oh, why have you hired her? What is wrong with you? Like, I don't understand. What is wrong with these people? Like, have they just given up on sex? Like, have they just decided, like, oh, this is something we do in our life? Like, I don't know how people go out and get that stuff. But, you know, I was lucky just to meet this one fat bitch that I married to in college.
Do they realize that she was hired, like, a couple months ago?
Yeah, she was hired a couple of months ago. Yeah, a while ago. Yeah.
It wasn't after everyone got fired. They just never brought it. Like, we kept thinking, hell, it was all the way back to before the Rumble, because we thought maybe she would be a surprise in the Rumble. But we're like, ah, there's people, no people. And so, you know, let's get it maybe at Mania, this and that. Jesus Christ. I mean,
I think it's the whole, I think it's like kind of the point, like, even if that's the case, which it is actually, but I think it's the whole principle where they think, well, it's not a principle because it's their company, they can do what they want, but they think there's a principle that there's a principle issue in terms of hiring her when you're firing people who in their mind are really great, like fucking Mickey and the Iconics and listen, I couldn't give a shit about one of those people that were fired. Like, I would take her over all of them. Like, Joe, yeah, like, you can turn around and go, yeah, Samoa Joe's this and Samoa Joe's that. Samoa Joe hasn't been anything for a while. He's been sitting there in commentary. Do you know why? Because he's fucking
always gets hurt.
I've got pieces of glass that are stronger. Like, so, so I mean, the guy's not in his prime. And the fact is, if you can't, you're paying him and he can't stay healthy enough to put a run together. Like, how can you use him? How could you put him, like, in a major fucking story? Like, at the moment would have been the best time because, I mean, if he'd been healthy at least during his Thunderdome time, then, you know, he would only be working once a week. But he's no good to them. He's not an asset to them in the ring. He took himself off this commentary job because he didn't want to do the commentary job. So what the fuck are they supposed to do about that? But honestly, I actually think that they're fucking blameless in this situation. Even when you go as far back as when you go dig as deep as looking at the trash bag situation, it's like
They send your stuff back in a trash bag, but they didn't send, they didn't put the postage label on the trash
bag. Yeah, it was in a box.
It was in a box. And it's like,
should they have folded it nicely and placed it inside the box? Everything folded?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I would expect to get my stuff in a box.
Vacuum sealed?
But if it's got the, like, if it's, like, extra safe and it has, like, you know, the wonderful, like, surroundings of a nice trash bag, like, I don't see what you're complaining about. It's they've done double what they're supposed to do for you. Like,
I guess they want them to fold their underwear, too, because that's what's in there. So if it was in a fucking box folded, I guarantee they'd be like, they went through my underpants. That would be the complaint then. So I don't know how they want it received. I don't have a fucking clue how you would... You put in, like, Macy's boxes, I guess? I mean, what the hell do they want? Just because it's officially a trash bag. You know, like, here's your garbage. With a duct tape on it.
But the thing is, all you see is, like, constant complaining. And I couldn't understand what kind of person complains about this. How do you not want to look at this person for a bit? How do you not want to break up the show between fucking the luchadors and fucking Benjamin and Cedric having their tag match? Like, do you not want this fucking breaking the show to whatever she's going to be doing? Because I guarantee you, unless they're fucking stupid, like, they're not good. Well, they are, but surely it's not going to be she's out there having fucking match after match after match every week like Lana is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see them doing that, but that would be a mistake if that's what they're going to do. But the thing is, even if they do that, first of all, like, it can't be no worse than watching Lana as well. And second of all, if she does like half the sessions that Lana claims she does at wrestling school, where she keeps posting up these Instagram videos going, I'm in training. I'd be like embarrassed to say I was in training. I'd be like...
Well, I used to yell at Eva's posts because she was always at Disneyland, and I would always write on her thing, go practice, because she just never bothered. It was like, you go on vacation, you don't fucking practice, you lazy fuck. And I got blocked eventually. Like, I can't go on her Instagram. She blocked me. She blocked me when I said, you got new tits during your time off. And that's when I got blocked. Because, you know, she's showing them on Instagram, and I go, oh, because I commented on them, but she could show them. Okay, I understand. I'm a horrible person then, I guess.
So Eva Marie got new tits during this time off?
No, it was like from before where she had time off when she worked there. And it was like a new pair of titties, and because they were big, and I was like, get new implants during time off, and it was, I got blocked.
I didn't realize she had like, she'd got them. Oh, is this when they did the towel thing or not? Oh, before that.
Oh, God. I mean, it was a long fucking time ago. It was a real... She was off for an extended period of time and then came back. So, and, you know, she was at Disneyland during that time off because she doesn't fucking practice. Let's get into this fucking show and fire through this. I think our rambling and just overall, we might almost need a new structure. And, like, just take a note on certain things that stand out to us and have a conversation, because our first 18 minutes of this show... It's better than going one by one of what the fuck happened. That's for sure.
Well, no, it's not. It is, but also when we do Raw and SmackDown, I listen to some shows that do it in a way where they go, oh, so and so wins. So and so did a flip, and then he came out the corner.
Stop listening to Smart Wrestling Fan.
There was a two count on the... They don't do it like that. There was a two count on the small... There was a two count off a small package. He came up, got super kicked for the win at 3 minutes and 24
Jesus
seconds.
Christ.
And it's like, that's yeah, honestly, scary. I listen to some shows.
How do you
like
listen to fucking
like
wrestling shows? I don't listen to any fucking wrestling shows. I don't know how the fuck you do it. And you know you're blocked by a Smart Wrestling Fan. You should check. See if you're still blocked on Twitter. I bet you are.
that Twitter account's gone, but I'll see if the... At SGP Soccer One is blocked.
I
but
bet you, because still... you follow me. All they did was whoever followed me got blocked. My girlfriend got blocked. She goes, "Who the fuck are they? What the fuck am I blocked for?"
That's a shame, because I'm like, you pay them Patreon money. I'm donating to them. The thing is, at the moment, it's unbearable. I only pay for like Larry, and like Larry's fucking off sick. But the thing is that they've turned him into a into a social justice warrior. Like, he is the problem, like, he now has started to, like, agree with everything that, like, Weasel, like Joe says. And then, like, some weeks at the moment, like, he got COVID and then he, like, came back for a bit. And then I think he had, like, a relapse, which I know what that's like. And like, now he's off again. And he has these, like, nerdy listeners that come on and do the show with him, like guys that have listened for a while and been on Patreon for ages. And then he has, like, his girlfriend on there who's just, like, so she's one of these, like, she's, like, fat and obnoxious. Like, she's one of these people that, like, is just on the show, and she's, like, really she's just really, it's hard to explain what she is as obnoxious. Like, she doesn't, like, laugh at his jokes, or she, like, basically just she's got one of these, she's sarcastic about everything, but not in a way where it's, like, funny. Like, it kind of derails the show in terms of, like, she doesn't know how to banter properly. It just comes across as, like, obnoxious. But I actually noticed this, like, you know, I've actually noticed this over time. Like, there is a lot of these, like, fat girls that are supposed to have these, like, jolly personalities. They're not like that at all. They're actually, like,
jolly.
they're actually, like, fucking bitches. Like, I'm talking to, like, this girl I used to, like, see. There's nothing going on now, but, like, I was on and off of her, like, fucking 11 years ago, and then, like, 3 years ago I ran into her in a pub, and then we ended up going to, like, a club together, and then we got, like, drunk and started kissing and stuff. And then, like, she was going back to mine, and her friend, like, stopped her, and I was texting her, like, about it. I was like, your fat friend caught. And she goes, oh, and then she was in a photo, she was on a WhatsApp phone, and I actually messaged her and goes, oh, do you still hang around with Fatty Cockblock? and she did the whole thing. She was like, oh, she didn't cockblock you. She goes, I wasn't going to fuck you.
Shit. Yeah. You go, yeah, like, sure.
Yeah. Of course. Like, that's not even like the main part of the story. The part is that, like, yeah, it was like Fatty Cockblock, because it's like, oh, I'm not. No,
usually
no,
they're the best at oral.
To me.
The fat ones are best at oral because they got nothing else going on for them.
I wouldn't know, but I just I don't find them to be. I think it's a myth that they're jolly. I've never found them to be, like,
usually angry.
Yeah, exactly.
Or hungry.
To be, like, hangry.
Yeah, you're always, you know, I mean, you're always fucking angry when you're that fucking hungry. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, it's hangry. That's an actual thing. I've heard like stupid girls fucking say that. Oh, I'm so hangry.
Yeah, Snickers fucking adopted that. All right, I got 45 minutes, so let's get through this fucking show. We haven't even started fucking SmackDown yet. All right, Billy did the notes for SmackDown, so do you want to read the notes for SmackDown? I'll read them for Raw.
Yeah, let me get my other phone, because I need to use this one phone that I'm on.
Okay, I'll start it off then with what you wrote. Show opens with Bianca, who
let me tell you something quickly about the notes. Uh-huh. We're still on the show, but the notes. So I was fucking using the... Austin takes terrible notes for his Austin report, and he's always asking you what's going on. I was like, why didn't you make notes? I was like, look, I'm going to, like, for the next 2 weeks, you're going to just take our notes, like, and then you're going to use our notes to write your report, because we take, like, proper notes. And it's like, hidden there. And then, first of all, what you did is, like, you deleted, like, last week's Raw while we were still using it.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, okay. Like, I goes, well, now you're going to have to use your notes and then use my notes for SmackDown. And he goes, I goes, all right, you might as well. And today I was like, you might as well do Raw while you're sitting around. It gives you less to do on Friday, because we get really busy at the weekend. And he said to me, he goes, Cavs notes are shit.
tell them they've dropped off quite a bit since I'm like, fuck this fucking. Now I'm like, before it was every second. You know?
He goes, I can't do it with these. He goes, they're rubbish. So basically, yeah, you need to, like, think about, like, your notes.
I don't need to do your son's homework. My notes are for fucking me, okay? Well, I don't even want to do these fucking notes.
This was only supposed to be a 2 week thing. So, yeah,
okay. I'll be proper on the next two then.
I was actually going to go in and tidy up your notes, but then my fucking Raw recording, like, cut off like an hour and 45 minutes in. So,
because I just finished it. I was bullet pointing a couple things that were like, because you could, when you read my notes, which I'll read later, you could hear my aggravation, because it is a bullet point of a here and there thing. It is not each segment, because I'm like, I don't want to be here. I am like, I hate this. And I'm like, well, I need to remember something, so I'll write a sentence, you know? And I'm like, okay, that's so, because I got to read the note.
That's actually what I was thinking. Do you know, he's actually said that to me. He goes, these notes are terrible. He goes, he said to me, these notes are terrible. Does he even like wrestling anymore? I said, you can tell. I said, he used to like it.
Oh, God, I am just aggravated by it, where it's like, everything is practically a sarcastic fucking sentence where I'm like, I say, hurt business, Shelton and Cedric break up. Now they could be jobbers, singles. It's like, that's nothing to say. I'm like, who cares? I don't fucking care. And I'm aggravated that I don't care. But I'm like, I enjoy watching SmackDown. And I saw that you made notes for SmackDown. So I said, okay, I don't have to make a fucking note. When I see it's already done, I go, well, now I'm just going to watch SmackDown.
Yeah, no, that's why I did it like pretty thoroughly. Because
yeah, you did. Because I'm like, you guy writes down everybody who had fucking predictions, for God's sake. I go, look at him making fucking notes. I go, when the hell did this ever happen? So
no, I've been doing. Oh, for the predictions list. Oh yeah, yeah. That's why I was like,
look at him making notes. So, why don't you start it then? Go ahead.
No, because I
was Back to the Future happened. What the fuck happened? We went back in time.
These are all the. Hold on, I just got a message.
I was gonna say that's a ringtone, isn't it? Because I have that too.
Hi, great news. Our new network, Blue Wire, is doing a spotlight series on soccer and would like for you to participate. Our marketing team is rolling out. What the hell is this? He's written me a message like it's a pre-write. Let's put my name into it. It's like an interview.
There you go. See, you get these things, and I fucking, meanwhile, I hate doing this fucking show.
I don't know what this is. I'll have to go through it properly in a minute. All right, so yeah, moving back to this.
Yeah. With so, Bianca, yeah. It opens.
Oh, those earrings.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've been so busy with making this golf simulator in my garage. I had it on. So I wasn't like fully fucking staring, you know, I'm like, it's on and I'm past. And then I see like, I'm like, oh, good. Because I was going to like have to rewatch it the next day because I actually watched it live. I haven't watched fucking SmackDown as it's been on in ages. But I have like a projector set up with a big fucking movie screen. And I put it on there and I took a couple pictures. I'm going to send it to you and go, look at this fucking Roman Reigns in fucking, in fucking movie theaters. So you don't think that, getting back to Bianca, you don't think she's ever going to get over with the fans, but I thought at WrestleMania she was pretty fucking over with the fans.
Well, that was WrestleMania, and obviously that was all, they got into this whole, you know, this whole moment where they convinced people they were doing this whole historical moment. And I think at that point, I think people were just going to go along with what fits into the script. I mean, they booed Roman, and I don't think, like, anybody really,
yeah,
you know, wants to do. I think on that
best part of the show,
everybody kind of just went along with what they were supposed to do because it was a one-off show, and nobody's been out for so long. So, and I think obviously that's your main event. You know that that's going to be like a big moment, and like it's not like they were booing Sasha or anything like that. But I think as this continues to get shoved down your throat with all the gimmicks, I mean, these fucking earrings, they were title belts. Which is, then they were horrendous, and these promos and the association with the Street Profits and just constantly going out there and putting EST on the end of things. This is going to get old, real fucking quick. Like, remember when Cena did the rapper gimmick and then was suddenly doing the whatever it was, fucking you can't see me.
Yeah, the nice guy. The thing, yeah.
I mean. That transitioned kind of smoothly, but had he started with the fucking multicolored t-shirts and doing that gimmick and everything, it would not have worked. Like, he had to like evolve into the PG character that it became. I think WWE went PG in 2008, if I'm right. So yeah, 2008 they went PG, and I think like Cena was one of the people behind it, and I think like their negotiations with like Mattel. Mm-hmm. Kind of sealed the deal, but the fact is that if she continues to do, if she continues to do this, there's nothing likable about her at all. Like, there's just for me, there's nothing likable about her at all. I mean, some people may be on board of it, but this definitely falls into the bracket of
annoying.
These people that watch and they, you know, with their kids and they want this to me is a father daughter thing where she kind of falls into the box of being into this role model category and having this role modelish story. If you're not on board with that, I don't understand why you'd be interested in this, because it sounds racist when you say at the moment the New Day and the Street Profits and Bianca are all fucking getting on my nerves, and they're the five that when they come on, I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that I have no issue with watching or even Omos on TV with AJ or Lashley as a champion but the thing is that, or even what Apollo's doing, but these five, and you can even throw Big E in that. Like, I talk about Big E later, but I'll talk about it now when we get to it. The fucking Preacher promos from the Preacher, New Day Preacher gimmick, with the whole voice and the ah and the ooh and all this shit that he does, like, it's fucking awful. Like, that needed to go with the separation. But to do Big E of the New Day not with the New Day is fucking awful. And, like, he's killed himself.
Like, I think they just like that personality, so they want him to be like, that's him in the back, I guess, you know, Mr. Jokey. I mean, he's interesting on the podcast. I enjoy listening to that at times.
Yeah, but this is not gonna work. So getting back on point, they end up with a 6-person match out of fucking Ziggler and Rude coming out and Street Profits coming out and Bayley coming out. Like, Bayley couldn't even get like a non-title win, but like the Street Profits got their win. Because that's how they can think about giving people more shots, because they need to pin champions.
50 shots, yeah.
Yeah, they do run videos of Roman and Brian predictions throughout the entire show. It ends up being 50-50. I wrote these down just to see who were.
I was surprised because I'm like, I go, Seth actually said Brian? He didn't predict Roman? I'm surprised.
I actually wrote, obviously they make this 50-50 on purpose. I wrote that sentence. You'll never know this for a fact. But I honestly wrote that sentence before they actually did the did the predictions.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt. That's, you know, that's how they work.
Yeah. They follow the same format of champions just being beat so people can get title shots. So Tamina and Natty beat Nia and Shayna. Getting back to my point earlier, these women can't work. They don't belong on television. They're not good to look at. They're not skillful. Like, this is the total definition of shoving equality down your throat. But the fact is, like, equality doesn't just mean you get equal TV time because you're both sexes. Like, that's not what equality is. Equality should mean, like, we deserve equality because we are also equal in the talent aspects. Mm-hmm. And you can't, like, if the whole point of it is supposed to be, we can do everything they do. We're just as talented. We shouldn't get overlooked because we're women. Well, actually, you're stealing time from people that are more talented because you're fucking shit. Like, three of these women are dog ugly, right? Mm-hmm. And Natty's not look great, but you know, she's at least involved in wrestling
for a
long time. But yeah, I mean, they look like they've been done again recently.
Yeah,
but she's in no position to train people or anything. And like, if her Tyson Kidd's getting all this credit, go, he put these matches together and he's the guy who he's like the heart of the women's division and whatever. It's like, well, he needs to fucking sort it out because I think he's probably doing his best as well. These women just are not coordinated. They can't run.
She's just,
they can't make anything.
I mean, fuck. She's very, you could see her almost counting the steps.
Who, Natty?
Yeah.
But it's, she's been always the worst. But you see these people, like, and like Lana's practicing things and she's in there. She put a video out where she's fucking doing like an arm drag and she lands into a bit. It's like, it looks like a fucking choreographed dance. It looks like something like fucking from the Blue Man Group or fucking Cirque du Soleil or some shit. It looks fake. It all looks fake. when they run, it's embarrassing. It's like, look, I'm all for women wrestling, but it has to be like Sasha. If you're not as good as Sasha and you can't like work like that, then you don't belong on a show. Because it makes it more special, like when Sasha is on a show. Like when you get this fucking shit hot women's match that's on there, like you can have like the fucking the female managers and like some, you know, the general managers, like. And that's the thing, it's so weird that they picked Sonya to do that role, because that was a role that should have been taken up by an attractive woman that couldn't work. Like, that's where you should have put, like, Peyton or Lana or somebody as the co-general manager, not fucking Pinocchio. Like, I don't understand, like, how they worked that one out.
You know, this is great. I'm sitting here watching wrestling last night with the girlfriend, and she's not watching. She watched on an iPad, but she glances up, and Sonya's on the fucking... on the screen, she just goes, she needs a nose job.
Yeah, she does.
I'm like, yeah, I go, yeah, it's known. She's got that. I go, every lesbian has that fucking nose because it looks like they smelled something bad.
But why doesn't she just get it done? I don't understand. Like,
yeah, maybe she don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah, but you're in a fucking, you're in a TV industry. I was fine until I went on TV. I changed my nose as soon as I came off.
You're like, just fuck this. Bitch fucking bump.
Anyway, getting back to this, Ray and Dominic are in the back. And Ray says, winning the tag titles with his son in a dead division in front of zero fans will be the biggest accomplishment of
Jesus
his career.
Christ.
He's like, this guy's won the fucking Rumble from number two and then won the title at the next WrestleMania. So he wants to win this. Aleister Black promo. I just keep saying I like this, but they'll ruin it. We talked about Big E. Big E Apollo Pop 37. DQ finish. Big E had it won. Aziz interferes. Owen makes a save. Sammy attacks Owen. Heels come out on top, but then fucking Sammy's picking up the belt and teasing like he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets Samoan spiked. I don't know what they're calling that now. Nigerian spike.
Yeah, the Nigerian spike.
Oh, no, the original.
I'm going to use it and call it the American spike. Fuck you.
So yeah, that's what they do. I thought this was acceptable given like the stuff after the match. So the main event comes up. And it's over 45 minutes left where they air the video package of this. Heyman's in the back, and I've put in my notes, and I don't know if you want to dispute this, he cuts a really terrible promo.
Yeah, I kind of agree. It was long for nothing, and like it went nowhere.
And it was boring, and it was just like the yes, 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 and a no, no, no. It was like fucking really cliche and boring. Like I would not expect Heyman to come up with something so... unoriginal. But anyway, this is the big talking boy of the whole show. Roman comes out with the new music, and they let it play for like 3 or 4 minutes. What did you think? I said obviously it's generic because they don't make music like they used to, but I don't think it's that bad. I think people will get used to it. It's not the worst music, because when they gave the Shield, mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, what the hell, the Shield sounds like WWE 2K creator wrestler music. That's what they all said about the Shield.
Really?
And then and obviously that grew on people. But the other part of it is this one's nowhere near as bad. And I think that if you do something about that piano bit needs a bit more like bass. I've listened to it a few times. I think it's fine.
I listened to it like crazy today because it's on iTunes. I really fucking like it. But I do. It's funny that you say the piano thing, because there is a part where I'm like, ah, it could be out of there, because when it hits fucking hard, it sounds fucking great. But I get the piano thing is supposed to be, you know, Godfather, that type of fucking sound they're going for. So
it's not hard enough. It's like, it's too like, dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
dun, 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 and it's like, it's not like, it's not hard enough.
Yeah. I
it needs to be more aggressive.
Yeah. Because when it does hit the fucking, you know, punch part, it's really fucking good. But like the beginning, I almost think takes a little bit too long with the fucking gospel almost in the beginning with people, you know, the old school Triple H fucking people singing in the beginning. But I like it. I like it. It's only like 3 minutes long, the whole fucking song though, on the iTunes. and it abruptly stops. But yeah,
I didn't know it was. I didn't see it on iTunes. I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, because Umar sent it in after talking shit and then said, maybe I'm wrong. So yeah, well, I said that's like what Michael Jackson used to do. He said it'd take him three times before he really knew if something was really great or not. So kind of got to, I mean, there's those generic things that come on where you go, you know, it's trash immediately. You go, okay, that's a fucking, you know, I'm watching the old, you know, Raws and Shamrock's original shit. You know, it's just fucking, let me pull this one out of there and see. The only generic music that I think was ever any good was the Hardy Boys. That one's in commercials and everything. So that's just a fucking universal. Finish it up.
Roman wins this match, obviously. Mm-hmm. He taps him out and then he concertos him afterwards.
With Cesaro tied up watching.
Yeah. Cesaro comes out for the save. Then Uso turns up. He actually won this match without Uso. They saved Uso to come out for when Cesaro was coming out to make the save. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this match is fine. These two aren't going to have a bad match. I don't know where Brian goes from here. But yeah, that's SmackDown.
Roman is so fucking good, dude. I mean, I think, God, I wish he was on fucking Raw. It would keep me fucking tuned in. It's just so fucking good when he's out there and when he's, you know, with speaking parts and doing his character. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, who knew this was there, though?
Yeah.
The whole fucking
I'm like,
time.
I think people were fucking begging for him. It was obviously people were begging for the bad guy, but this is, you know, finally something, a good part of the bad guy thing.
But they could have done this, like, with the crowds years ago.
Yep.
But then I think they'd have nothing now. Like, they if they did that, then you'd really have nothing to watch right now.
Probably. He'd be a good guy again.
Yeah.
By now. Raw for me?
So Raw's.
Yes.
Raw, yes.
Now, do you notice from the new intro, here's my bullet point note, it says WWE together? I never fucking noticed that until this week. What the hell does that even mean? It's not forever anymore. It's together.
It's probably like black.
We're in this together. Yeah, I guess. You know what? You're fucking probably right when it comes to that. AJ and almost finally back, and they get their rematch against New Day, but we know where this is going. Did one of them have fucking the plague? Was that what happened?
No, they just took time off. The story behind this is that AJ's match at WrestleMania was supposed to be like him losing to Goldberg. Like there was, and Goldberg, after the Drew thing, was just like, I don't want to do any matches. I didn't come back to do matches without any fans there. He goes, I can't get up for it. So he was out, and then they tried to convince Triple H to get ready for Mania, and Triple H was like, no, it's not enough time for me. Mm. Like the whole process takes me like 4 months to like get in that mindset. I like to start getting ready in December or whatever. So he goes, I can't do it anymore at this age. So yeah, they ended up coming up with this tag match. But the initial plan was that whoever he was going to work with, he was going to get that to stink off that loss by going off TV again for a bit. They were going to give him time to make people forget whatever happened. Obviously, they would have built either one of those matches up like crazy. And then after he lost, he would have like gone away a bit. It's funny because there was no consideration, I don't think, to actually putting him over in any of those matches at all, which is why the time off is there. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, if he won, he could just come back on Monday and go, hey, I beat fucking Triple H or I beat Goldberg. But it was like, no, you make the old guys, you give the old guys the fucking best match that they can get, because you're the only one we trust out there to get anything out of Goldberg or Triple H. Triple H, not so much, but definitely Goldberg. But yeah, that didn't happen. So he gets stuck in this other situation, but it's like holidays are booked. Not that you can go anywhere, I don't think. Well, he probably can. He's in a hillbilly state. So
in Georgia, so, wide open.
that's what happened.
Where does Omos rank as one of the greatest champions we've ever seen?
Oh, did you put that line in as well?
No, you put that line in.
Yeah, I put that line in. I thought you might have
I was
put
like,
it in too.
I look at that and I go, Adnan. And all I'm thinking is General Adnan. And I forget that that's our announcer's fucking name. is Adnan.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, this guy must have said this. I'm like, oh, boy. He's really, it's rough. It's a rough, rough fucking time. And I feel bad for him because I feel like he's almost like been thrown into the fire. Like, you know, I mean, he asked for the job, I'm sure, too. He applied, but Jesus. But the enthusiasm, it sounds so fucking fake, is as if I had to do this now and am not excited and it would have to be jumping up and down when something happens and you just know it's bullshit. Not like when Jim Ross, when it was good, that was like a real reaction, you know, screaming and something was going on because it was fucking hot to the touch. Now you're like, who gives a fuck? Eva Marie, we already talked about that. Sonya put Charlotte in a woman's triple threat for the pay-per-view. I would like to know what the fuck this story is all about, like with Sonya and Charlotte. That, you know, is it going to be that she wants to eat Charlotte? I don't know. Charlotte lost the number one contenders match to Asuka just a little while ago. And you think it's probably a late decision to just get the belt off of Marilyn Manson's and Ellen's secret child.
Yeah, that's what she looks like. She's like,
she's Marilyn for sure. Yeah,
you can tell what's happened. This situation is gonna be like, oh, you're one of those lesbians.
Yeah, I you see it a fucking mile away too with the oh god.
But like, yeah, she's really like handled. She's got fucking a bit of black in there, and it's like the weirdest thing is that she's actually got pictures out there. She can be attractive.
Yeah, like, when she looked like Charlotte, like, a little bit, when she had the long hair, she was feminine.
Yeah, it's like you can actually go from this and make it. You see all these like kind of like dykey looking girls about, sure, and you think, oh, ugh, gross. Like, but with her, it's like, actually,
if she didn't have the black lipstick and all that shit, I'm sure she could even pull it off with the short hair. She'd be fine.
It's always disgusting. It disgusts me, all of it, like with the black lipstick and the black eyes and the fucking ears, like where, you know, you're just stabbing them. You know, you
can fuck her in the earlobes.
Yeah, exactly. It's all fucking disgusting. Like, to go from like what she, you know, she was pretty decent. Like, when you see the pictures of her with the longer hair and everything,
just a little bit longer, even not just the buzz, just a little longer was
now
hot.
Is this actually, was this actually, this evolution, was this part of what fucking got her pushed? Like, did they, was this imperative in terms of, so my question is, if she looked like she used to with the longer hair and everything, you know, with the big, she's still got like big tits now, but mm-hmm. like she's just all hidden, but had she like just been a little bit more gothy and still stayed attractive, would she have actually got pushed if she still did her ring work and her promos and everything else? Does she have to do this to herself?
I think she does. Because remember someone said, you look like Charlotte number two or something. There was a big comparison to Charlotte when she was NXT and she was blonde. She looked fucking just like her because she was tall. And so she said that on an interview, like she redid. But I'm like, that's kind of a lifestyle. You don't just go, I'm going to be goth looking. I mean, you got to be into it. So to go from glamour girl with long blonde hair to fucking...
And I think that's why it doesn't work. Because when she's coming out there, and obviously I know she doesn't write the lines, but the fact is that if you even have that kind of personality, you don't get given the line of nobody likes you. That was fucking awful. That was embarrassing. Like, that was aimed at fucking...
bad girl stuff, you know, the mean girls.
Nobody likes you. Yeah. It's like, what? Like, no, that wouldn't even fly at a fucking, you know, for a 10-year-old who found that stupid. Like, that was beneath that.
Mantar shows up again. He's back. He's in the States. I guess he got away from the fucking plague that was in India with everyone fucking dropping dead over there. So he's finally on Raw. And we only saw this guy in the fucking Crown Jewels before. So now he's over here. I was like, uh-oh, it's going to be Billy's favorite fucking guy. Garza in the back. Now, here's something interesting. Garza's in the back, and Gulak gives him shit about his rose and says, for a fucking ladies woman, a ladies man, you don't fucking ever get any. And he says, all right, well, fucking, he goes, I would like to have your fucking flower, too. He says, okay, well, let's have a fucking match. And after I'm done, I'm shocked they said this, too. And he said, I'm going to shove it up your ass. I said, oh, shit. So then he has a match with him, and he shoves it up his fucking ass. I do enjoy this. He fucking grabbed his pants, shoved it in the back of his pants, and then kicked him in the fucking ass, a running kick to shove the fucking rose up his ass. I said, bravo. Bravo. This was fucking good. What do you like about it? Do you like this or no?
Yeah, this is fine. I mean, obviously your immediate thing is, Whitey's on TV, this is filler. And
until that happens. You know, and then you go, okay, it was worth it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Shelton and Benjamin, we talked about, now they could be singles jobbers. Cedric can't speak. He always losing his voice as you have throat cancer.
Like, what's wrong with him? Like, why can't he speak at all? Like, how is he always losing his voice?
And he also thinks Shelton's been there 18 straight years.
Yeah, did he not say that? That was in my notes. Did he not turn around and say that? How many years have you been here? How many opportunities have you had? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, he left. He left for age. He left for fucking ages. He left for about 10 years.
Yeah. Rated RK Bro wins against Elias and Gunner. And my God, did you see fucking Riddle land on fucking Elias's head with that flip? Fucking kill somebody. His brain explode. And Elias was holding his head pretty fucking good after that. I would like to know if he really got fucked up from it, because he sold it pretty well if he didn't. But he landed on his head with a fucking flip with his ass. Drew obviously is listening to our show because he's having an interview and he calls T-Bar T-Bag. And
oh, yeah, everybody's calling him that. But yeah,
I'm like, yeah, we start this. And why take the masks off and keep the stupid names? He brings that up, too. I said, oh, look at this. So what did you say? You said, was this promoted exclusive interview?
At the top of the show, they said, Drew, later on tonight, they said Drew McIntyre is going to do an exclusive interview. Did you not see that?
God, probably, but I mean, this is, well, they exclusively showed, he spoke to Kayla, I guess.
They showed this entire thing, right? They did his whole video package. It was like a 2-minute video package, and it was about Drew. It was winning the Rumble and everything, and it was like, and after they showed, like, you know, the highlights of mostly from 2020, they showed loads of highlights of his run, and they went, mm-hmm. Later on tonight, you will hear from an exclusive interview from Drew McIntyre. And it was like, this was it. Normally, to me, that means they've got something taped. Like, he sat with fucking Corey, Michael Cole, whatever. They got something
really
important. Yeah.
And, you know, it's odd that I only knew Drew was having a book because when he was doing commentary in the main event, he mentioned, yeah, my book comes out tomorrow. And I'm like, what? And by chance, I see it at the bookstore today. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay.
I signed one.
Yeah, I'm like, don't brag too loud that you'll have a signed copy of that book. I can't imagine that's anything, that book. I don't know why you'd even want that just to have.
No, but they're selling like loads and loads and loads of signed ones.
No, this is just straight Barnes & Noble on the bookshelf. You know, that's just there. Alexa Bliss has her thing. I don't remember if she said she was having a wrestling match this week. I don't remember.
Last week she said that, yeah.
God.
But next week she goes, it's all fun in the funhouse, but next week we're gonna venture to the ring. God. Yeah, I mean,
with that face.
I'm so bored of this. Like this,
it's too
this
much. Whole,
it's like
stop
when
wrestling.
Bray's not there. You can understand why Bray Wyatt's pissed off, because when he had his idea for the character and then they were interpreting their idea for the character, mm-hmm. he's no longer there to protect his character. I mean, this is not his character. He's not there. But this is what they thought that Bray was doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they were like, oh, your puppet talks to you and, like, you're freaking crazy and possessed. And it's like, no, that's not what it was at all. It was like, it was a copy of the doll. The doll, when Bray Wyatt came out, originally there was a doll through like software, people were hacking into children's games, and there was that doll that was telling them to kill
with
themselves.
With that smiley face looking thing? With the big nose? Yeah,
Moma. That's what Bray was based on in terms of, it was a character, he was kind of like, without saying it in the PG era, mm-hmm. he was like a child manipulator, yeah. child, like sort of on borderline playing like a pedophile or a cult leader. The cult leader was more like the original character, but it was a very unique character with levels to it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, like I'm fucking, I'm Chucky, like fucking, yeah. Oh, look at Chucky. Like, oh, Chucky's possessed me now. I'm fucking, mm-hmm. No, it wasn't that at all. Then this is terrible. Like I can't, when Alexa Bliss comes on, and she's not wrestling, so she is doing something different, which is what I was saying the women should do. They don't all have to be in the ring. Mm-hmm. But this is terrible. I can't fucking look or listen to Alexa Bliss anymore. That's how bad this is.
Main event, we get Lashley versus Braun. And in the beginning of the show, they flipped the coin, Braun and Drew, to see who got Lashley first, because next week's going to be the other guy gets him. And, of course, you know, Drew's ringside and all that kind of shit, so everybody gets distracted. And then, of course, Drew gets involved. I was like, fuck, Braun was pushing him in the face pretty fucking hard. I almost started thinking, fuck, maybe he's really fucking pushing him around. He manhandled him pretty good.
He comes out halfway through the match to go to ringside.
Yeah, and you know what? I laugh because he goes, you know, back when I was younger, I wasn't comfortable on the microphone, but now I'm very comfortable and, you know, I'm fine. I'm like, well, just because you're comfortable doesn't mean you're any good at it.
Well, but didn't the fucking guy ask him about promo class or some shit like that? Why
That was odd to me because I'm like, you kind of not supposed to be bringing that kind of shit up, I thought, you know, and he did avoid it. He said like a one word fucking answer. And someone said, oh, very good, or something like that. And I was like, he fucking got out of that one real fucking quick.
That guy, that fucking dude is lost out there. Like
He's really lost. There.
When a kid picks up on the fact you keep going, have you seen Austin's Instagram?
No.
Austin's Instagram, where he's laughing at him, saying, no, all the time.
Well, what happened to Todd Phillips? He was fucking good. I liked him. And I'm like, what happened to these fucking guys that he was there before? And I'm like, that was like their next guy in line.
I don't know Todd Phillips. I know Tom Phillips, who was on Raw.
Who the hell is Todd? Who's Todd something? Isn't there a Todd other than Pettengill? Maybe it's Tom. Yeah, just Tom. But whoever he is. And see, that's what's good. I don't know him, but he calls a great match. He's not bad. Everything's fine.
I don't know why they just don't get Pettengill. Like, because...
I mean, Pettengill wasn't a play-by-play. He was an interview.
I know, but he could be now.
Like, you love that guy. And I couldn't stand him. Ugh. It was not for me. Not for me. Well, that's the end of your fucking Raw report. And we just got it just in time, because I got to be out of here in about 5 minutes. So, I think...
We were well off the base and bring that back.
Yeah, we really did.
Without slowing it down. I don't know how we did that.
We spun through it from nose jobs to fucking... people doing jobs. We had it all in line. Oh, fuck. Like I said, SmackDown's the superior show. It's the A show by far.
What about when Eva Marie comes back?
Depends what they do. Depends what they do. You got to do. I mean, if they use her completely wrong, like you were mentioning before, it's one thing to have somebody. It's like, okay, I get Aaron Rodgers, right?
Are they actually thinking about making her a babyface? Because if you actually disregard social media and look at that video, like she's talking about fucking being a role model and all this kind of shit.
Well, I think it might be one of those where you think so and then she comes out and she's a cunt. She posted, you've got to go look on her fucking Twitter. She posted a fucking video or she retweeted and it's a fat broad who's filming herself holding up the championship belt, walking around with the belt. Like a kid would do. I won the title. And she's strutting around with Eva Marie's music. And she's holding it and she's doing the Alexa Bliss behind her back and she's some fat chick. And it's so bad. And she posts and she goes, this is everything. And I'm like, oh my God. And I go to look at the comments because I'm looking for someone to fucking go kick back fatso, you know, something. And everyone was like, this really is great. And I'm like, oh my God, it's embarrassing is what the fuck it is. She's walking around her fucking backyard like she fucking won the title. It's so fucking embarrassing. I got to send it to you. It's fucking unbelievable.
I'm almost optimistic with, and her name's not even Eva Marie now. It's Evolution. Like, that's the other thing.
You think they're going to make that, though? I can't imagine that. They're making it fucking Eva Marie, but, you know.
And I think with the fucking Divas, or the whole Divas Revolution thing, and if she's going to be Evolution, she could, what she has to be is like the fucking anti-Diva. She has to be, when she's calling herself Evolution, she has to be like the reversal of it. She has to be like the, you know, and they're pissed off at her because she's like doing the old stuff, or she won't. I don't know how far you can go with it, but knowing how they book, not that far.
Now, so, I'm gonna send this to you. It's just so fucking great. I can't fucking. Here you go. Take a look at that link. I want you to watch it as we watch together. Yes, this is everything Slay Queen. Have you got it?
Yep. What? Why is this even getting shared?
Because the girl said something like, oh, I filmed this yesterday and you came back today. How perfect, or something. Because she was using her music. I'm like, fuck. How embarrassing is it? It's fucking embarrassing.
She's obviously filmed that herself. Nobody
would
film
she her. Puts the camera on the fucking chair and fucking stands there holding Diva's title. Everybody go to Eva Marie's Twitter and scroll down. You won't be able to fucking miss it. It's a retweet, or she's commenting on a tweet. It's a fucking fat broad, Karen. It's so great.
Someone has put, is there a way to dislike videos on Twitter?
I guarantee you, if you fucking comment there that she's a pig, you got to get blocked by Eva Marie. I would think so.
Someone's put, girl, you the heavyweight champ.
See, today I only saw like 5 comments on it and they were all great. It was like, oh, this is everything. It really is. So I'm like, oh, God. Fuck. All right. Well, that's the show this week. We've gone over an hour for you, even with technical difficulties with this fucking show. Follow all my nonsense. Go to @LingusMafia if you want to hear me talk about everything that is not fucking wrestling. I can't believe we even have a fucking audience. I can't believe. Well, I guess people like to hear people bitch about stuff, so that's why. Billy is at SGP Soccer on Twitter. You want to go follow him there? It's so hard for me to say. I don't know why. Those letters fuck me up. We will be hollering at you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. See you next time.